I can't believe the evening went by that quick. I don't think I've ever had this much fun on a date before, baby. I'm serious. I really love these kinds of evenings, you know, where I can have you all to myself. I should have asked you out way earlier. Oh, I'm glad you like it too, but it's not over yet. You still have to kiss me goodnight, you dork. Unless you're not comfortable with that right now. Like I said on our last date, I'm completely fine with taking things slow, so please don't feel rushed. I mean, I know we've kissed before. I guess I'm overthinking this a little, huh? You want me to bend down a little? Oh, yeah, sorry, these heels aren't really helping, I guess. Is this enough, baby? You're such a good kisser. So, we can head inside if you want to. I can make you a cup of tea, and we can just keep talking and keep doing this. It's okay if you say no. I just want to make that clear, okay? Please don't feel pressured. Okay. Yay! Come on in. Is there a specific kind of tea you'd like? I have Earl Grey, mint, I even have green. Naughty, naughty boy. Telling a girl you just want some tea and seducing her instead? How dare you? Oh, baby, I was just kidding. You know I love you. Yes, baby, I'll take off my clothes. I like it when you tell me what to do, you know? Do you want to take off your clothes too? Pretty, pretty please. Will you do that for me? You want to keep your underwear on? But baby, I want to see that wonderful... Never mind, baby. If you want to keep your underwear on, that's completely okay. I'm so glad I get to see your body. I mean, I snuck some peeks when we went to the beach together, but still. You did that too? How dare you, good sir? I have absolutely never caught you looking at me, and I am shocked. Not to burst your bubble, sweetheart, but you were practically drooling with every step I took. It was pretty cute, actually. Remember when I kept adjusting my top right in front of you at the beach because I said I accidentally took my sister's bikini? Well, I bought an extra small bikini on purpose, just to see your reaction. And oh boy, was it worth it. To see such a smart university student turn into a caveman just by looking at a pair of big bouncy tits? Oh, just to die for. Oh, you don't have to feel bad. I like it when you look at me. In fact, I want you to properly see those tits you like so much. So why don't you take off my bra so you can get a good look at them? It's okay, baby. This bra is a bitch to get off anyway, so it's okay that you can't unhook it. Just sit down. I'll take it off for you. Do you like seeing me like this? Wearing these lacy red panties and nothing else? Are you getting a good look at my tits, baby? Why don't I get a little closer and get on your lap? Oh, baby. Oh, your face is basically buried in my big tits. Oh, I can feel that you like it. Your cock is just stretching that underwear, baby. Would you be okay with me taking off my panties? You want to stay like this a little longer? Of course that's okay. I love that you aren't afraid to tell me when I'm going too far, baby. We can stay like this for however long you want. In fact, I love being snuggled up so close to you. And you seem to love being this close to my tits. You're allowed to touch them, you know. You want me to touch them for you? Naughty boy. How about I just take your hands like this, and I'll guide them towards my tits. Are you okay with that, baby? Can you feel how soft they are? If you want, you can pinch my... Good boy. Yes, you can make them jiggle, baby. Oh, wow. I felt you throb. No, it's fine. I like it when that happens. I just wasn't expecting it. I guess you really like watching my tits bounce, huh, baby? So, why don't I just take your hands and make my perfect tits drop for you? Baby. You're leaking so much pre-cum, that's so fucking hot. Hey, baby, what's wrong? Do you want to stop? It wasn't pre-cum? No, baby, it's completely okay. You don't have to get dressed. I really liked doing this, and it's completely okay if you come in your pants. Or, I guess, in your underwear in this case. I mean, if I got a girl as hot as me sitting on my lap whilst bouncing her tits up and down, I'd probably come too. Look, baby, you've never done anything like this before, so you should probably know this. Sex is messy and silly and shit doesn't always go the way you think it's going to, and it's fine. It really is. I really enjoyed our evening together so far, and I'm super proud that you're willing to be so vulnerable around me. I don't think you're any less amazing just because you came in your pants. In fact, I think it's pretty hot. I do. I love knowing that my boyfriend loves my body this much. I love you. So I don't want you to worry about silly things like coming too early. I just want you to enjoy your first time with me. There's nothing you have to say or have to do. Just focus on things you want to do. Or, if you ask nicely, I can make so many of your little fantasies come true. So, please tell me you're not going to worry about performing for me or anything, and you're just going to do things that we both are comfortable with doing, okay? Good boy. Now, if you want to go home instead, or if you just want to take a quick shower, just say it. I don't want you to feel pressure to have sex with me just because you came over, okay? Seriously? You want tea that badly? I'm just teasing you, baby. I know you need a little time to recover. It's not because of that? Oh, fuck. Your cock is so fucking hard. You're gonna tear a hole in those boxers. Are you still this hard because of my tits? Oh, baby. I love you so fucking much. You and your cock. Well, I'll get you some tea for the nerves. Just take it slow, okay, baby? We have all night. No need to rush things. Here you go, baby. Can I snuggle up to you a little whilst you drink? I had such a great time tonight. I wish we could do this every day. So, are you ready for round two? You want me to take off your underwear? Oh my god. I'm so excited. Oh my god. Baby, your cock is so beautiful. Can I touch it? It's so warm. And it's still covered in your beautiful cum. Can I please have a taste? Oh, baby, I told you. You don't have to worry about coming early again. It's fine. Well, if you want to come in my pussy that badly, what kind of girlfriend would I be to say no? Baby, that was a joke. Of course I'd love it if you fucked me. I've been begging you for months. To be honest, it's kind of cute. You're such a people person, and you're pretty good at recognizing social cues, but right now you're just getting in your own head. Sex is just like any other part of dating. Just like when you held my hand during our date, and when you kissed me for the first time. You read the situation. Do that during sex too, and you'll be fine, trust me. I'll tell you if you do anything I'm not comfortable with. I promise. Yes, of course, verbal consent is still very important. And you definitely have my explicit consent. I just want to keep you from getting into your own head during your first time like I did. I was exactly like you. Yeah, I'm serious. I was just worrying and worrying, and I forgot that sex is just like any other part of a relationship. So just follow my lead and enjoy yourself, okay? Do it for me, please. Now, can I please have your permission to straddle you again? No? Is there anything wrong, baby? Oh, you motherfucker. You actually made me worried, you bastard. Yes, I'll take off my panties first. Now, are you ready to lose your virginity, mister? Congratulations, baby. Your cherry just got popped. I love you too, baby. So much. Fuck. No, baby, it doesn't hurt. You can fuck me harder if you'd like. Oh, God. You're really going all in, huh? Yes, baby. Press me closer to you. Wrap your arms around me and fucking shove my tits in your face while you pound me. Oh, God. You're being so sweet and gentle all night. Oh, I forgot how fucking strong you are. Oh. Do you want to call me names, baby? I really want you to. Please, baby, it makes me so fucking wet. Oh, call me whatever you want, baby. Yes, I am the love of your life. But I meant something like, I'm gonna pound you like a little fucking slut. Oh, fuck, yes, baby. Oh, fuck, yes. Pound me. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Why did you... Oh. Oh, it's okay, baby, it's okay. Let it out, let it all out. Just come. Just come. Don't think about it. Just focus on how good my fucking pussy feels wrapped around your dick. It's okay, baby. Shh. Just focus on how good you feel. That's it. Get it all out. That was great, baby. Oh, baby. I told you. It's fine if I don't come the first time. That stuff happens, you know. You probably won't be able to make me come every single time we have sex. You don't have to make up for it, baby. It's fine. Oh, baby, you don't have to do this. But I love it when you tell me what to do. Fuck, please do it more. Yes. Yes, I'll lie down on the couch like a good girl. Oh. Your fingers feel really good. Gentle. Yes. Yes, just like that. Yeah. Yes, I'll play with my tits for you, baby. Yes. Oh, just go a little faster. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, you're doing so good. Oh, it's so good, baby. So good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep doing it like that. Yes, just like that. Baby, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck, baby. Yeah. Kiss me. Baby, kiss me. I love you so fucking much. Oh, fuck it. Oh, God. Oh, God, keep going. Keep going. Good fucking boy. Did you like your first time? I'm so happy to hear you liked it. Now, there's two very important things that you should do after sex. One, if you can, you should pee. And two, and this one's not optional, you have to cuddle with your girlfriend. Look at my sweet little boyfriend picking up on social cues again. Blowing your load deep inside your girlfriend's pussy has done wonders for your mind. No. Please come here and spoon me, you dork. And I swear to God, if you say you have to pee first, I'm never having sex with you again. I love you, baby. And I'm so glad that I got to be your first.